From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. takes aim at alleged corrupt practices in football's governing world body. The U.S. government Wednesday rocked the football world, unsealing dozens of federal charges against 14 current and former officials of the governing body FIFA, outlining Attorney General Loretta Lynch called more than two decades of lies, corruption, and bribery.
Now, the 14 defendants charged in the indictment we are unsealing today include high-ranking officials of FIFA, the international organization responsible for regulating and promoting soccer, leaders of regional and other governing bodies under the FIFA umbrella, and sports marketing executives who, according to the indictment, paid millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks to obtain lucrative media and marketing rights to international soccer tournaments.
The U.S. indictment involves charges of racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. She says it extends to the 2011 FIFA presidential election and agreements between the Brazilian national soccer team and a major U.S. sportswear company. Authorities in Zurich arrested seven FIFA officials. U.S. authorities carried out more search warrants in Miami. The U.N. says millions of South Sudanese are going hungry 18 months after war broke out. At the same time, an annual U.N. food report shows the number of hungry people in the world has dropped. But a cautionary note was struck by Kostas Stamoulis of the Food and Agriculture Organization.
According to our latest estimates, there are 20 countries in this world that suffer either from local or conflicts that affect the whole country. In these countries, the prevalence of hunger is about close to double than in developing countries that don't have this kind of a problem.
He says the situation remains dramatic in South Asia and Africa. This is VOA News. Airstrikes in the Yemeni capital Sana'a killed more than 40 pro-rebel fighters Wednesday as a Saudi-led coalition continues its air campaign against the Shia Houthi insurgent group that overran parts of the country this year. Thousands have died since the coalition airstrikes began in late March. The ongoing conflict has limited access to food, fuel, and medical supplies, prompting a humanitarian crisis. A rights group says Islamic State militants Wednesday executed 20 men at the ancient Roman theater in the historic Syrian city Palmyra. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said the men were shot after accusations of collaborating with the Syrian government. Meanwhile, in neighboring Iraq, suicide bombings killed at least 17 Iraqi soldiers in Anbar province. Vowing the United States would remain the principal security power in the Asia-Pacific region, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Wednesday urged China to exercise restraint in the disputed South China Sea.
We want a peaceful resolution of all disputes and an immediate and lasting halt to land reclamation by any claimant. We also oppose any further militarization of disputed features. The United States will fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows, as we do all around the world. With its actions in the South China Sea, China is out of step with both international norms that underscore the Asia-Pacific security architecture and the regional consensus in favor of a non-coercive approach to this and other long-standing disputes.
Mr. Carter spoke at a change of command ceremony at U.S. Pacific Command in Hawaii. China has claimed sovereignty over most of the South China Sea and has been building artificial islands in the Spratlys, a group of islands over which several other Asian countries claim sovereignty, including Malaysia, Vietnam, and the Philippines. The U.S. Defense Department acknowledges more than 20 U.S. military personnel may have been exposed to anthrax during a laboratory training exercise in South Korea, but insists there is no risk to the public. The Pentagon says a U.S. military laboratory accidentally sent live anthrax spores to civilian commercial labs in nine states and a lab in South Korea. A Tibetan mother of two set herself afire on Wednesday to protest China's repressive policies toward Tibetans. There have been more than 140 such acts since 2009, but they have become less frequent following the imposition of fines and other penalties on families of self-immolators. The International Criminal Court Wednesday dismissed an appeal to try former Ivorian First Lady Simone Gbagbo at home and upheld an earlier order that she be transferred to The Hague for prosecution. Her husband, Laurent Gbagbo, is expected to go on trial in November on charges of crimes against humanity following post-election violence in 2010 and 2011 that left more than 3,000 dead. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.